And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That's this one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, hey, listen, we're going to move to the next part, second part of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling this DEI fatigue. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. I don't know if you're sick of hearing about it, but I am. But diversity, equity, and inclusion, you would think that that would mean happy things, good things. Not things like what we just saw coming out in a story on Fox News this morning, in which a Colorado public school diversity teacher was determined to have a curriculum that would focus on, quote, what he called the bad things done by white people. It didn't go over well with his coworkers, and now he is mad. Okay. But, you know, we've got stuff right here at home. And before I go too deep into the topic, I thought I'd bring somebody on who had some recent comments about it. One of the leaders in our state is State Senator Arthur Orr, who hails from the Decatur area. Senator Orr represents Senate District 3. He is also one of the leadership within the Alabama State Senate and chairs the Education Budget Committee. Senator Orr recently had some comments about the fact that the University of Alabama remains focused on DEI initiatives in spite of recent Supreme Court rulings that say, you know, stop using race and other things as part of your basis. That being said, he mentioned whether or not we need to start using the power of the purse. So without further ado, let me just bring on State Senator Arthur Orr. Senator Orr, how you doing, man?
Hey, Phil, good to be with you this afternoon. And I don't want to conflate the issues between, you know, discrimination in admissions versus DEI initiatives across college campuses. A little bit different, but still the spirit is the same. And I look forward to talking with you today.
Well, so let's talk about what we do know. DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, regardless of whether it falls into the Supreme Court's ruling more recently in the case involving Harvard and others. We still see right now, though, that it's often being used as something to sort of bridle up and bring in critical race theory, sort of making a mockery of the idea that people can work within a meritocracy, that they have to somehow be given a hand up at all times because people are either institutionally bound or they're going to wind up being privileged, and so that the DEI specialists have to deal with it. We had an issue that University of Alabama recently, a nursing student decided to quit. You had some comments about that in a recent story on 1819 News. Tell us what you're thinking.
Well, the story was certainly troubling, but it's just one of what I will phrase as many that I've heard over the last 6 to 12 months bubbling up from constituents in the North Alabama area, but from other areas of the state. And perhaps as the budget chair for education, I seem to perhaps get more of those. I don't know. But all troubling coming from our Alabama public institutions. And we spend millions and millions of dollars across most, not all, of our public universities for DEI initiatives. And I think it's time to step back, Phil, and analyze these and say, you know, what are we trying to gain from this? Is it more divisive than bringing people together? Can we not focus on student success for all students, not just one subset or one group, but all sets, and particularly first-generation Pell Grant students, be they black, be they white, be they brown, be they purple, I don't care. But how do we raise the boats for all as in the and try to work with success for all rather than the divisiveness that we see in the DEI initiative? And quite frankly, Phil, I don't know if it gets into, you know, closet Marxism or what, by, you know, just trying to divide our country, divide our society, and this particular case by race. And we certainly had enough of that in the history of the United States, and we need to pull together.
Well, I completely agree. I mean, I think, you know, you try to find where's the fine line, because DEI is supposedly rooted in the idea of making sure that we have fairness. The application of opportunity is fairly applied. But so often what we see is it's replaced with activism. And someone with an agenda winds up getting a position in DEI. And I'll be honest with you, conservatives, by and large, are sick to death of being told over and over again that they have to yield to someone's DEI perspectives when the truth is all they're being told is to yield to activism. And when it's on the public dime, that's where it really matters too.
Well, you hear about, you know, white superiority, and if there are people like that thinking that because of their skin color, they're somehow superior to other of a different skin color, well, shame on them. But I don't think you cannot apply that across the board to all white people. That's just, you know, but that's the mindset that I think the DEI progressives are pushing across campuses. They, you know, they go off to these conferences, they network with other DEI folks from around the country, and then they come back to Alabama with a whole new passel of things to, again, in my mind, create division. And that's not what we need in our state.
No, it is absolutely not. Now, you made some comments in your most recent interview with 1819 that came out, I guess, today, actually. And you said that one of the most direct courses for dealing with it may be through the allocation of public funds. Is that something y'all are going to examine?
Well, you know, the question was posed to me, well, what, you know, Senator, what's your solution to this? How do we, and I'd say, you know, help all first-generation students or help all students that need additional help to be successful. But in addition to that, you know, as far as a non-specific plan, the current status quo needs to change. And I don't really have in my back pocket an answer, but I told the interviewer one of the things that the legislature, one of our levers is one of the things we can do to show our displeasure with the current state of affairs or the status quo is the power of the purse, is the appropriation process. And I think that could be on the table next legislative session, unless we see some real consideration and change across some of the university campuses in our state.
Well, so how would you do that, in your opinion? I mean, I've been there to see the budget processes, but you know it better than anybody being a budget chairman. I mean, would you just write language into the budget that says can't be used for DEI, or would you just defund an organization?
I think you can do that, but, you know, listen, the universities have other resources that they're able to use in addition to our state-funded resources. So I think you just see a reduction. Maybe there's a more thoughtful way of doing it. But you look at a reduction, and again, you know that it's a numbers game in the legislature, and I'm only one of 140. But if the consensus is there among a majority that we've got to get their attention, then to me, that's a lever that could be pulled.
Well, I also know too that the UA system, especially because they're broader, they have UA, UAH, UAB, but then basically all the state universities. I mean, they've got their own lobbying efforts, and they've also got their influences, and they each have, you know, they are considered part of the constituency for various districts around the state for members of the legislature. That's an uphill climb, but I do hope that somehow or another we can rein this in, because it's a black eye on the state when you see people openly saying, "I am leaving this institution." We had one professor left earlier this year and went to Colorado, leaving behind what he said was a very woke university, UA again. And then now we have the nursing school at UA. We also have two of the founders of critical race theory that are still on staff at the UA law school. So I'm not sure why they are so committed to this this type of, you know, aberrant review of society, but somehow or another, something's got to be done.
Well, you know, this is something, as I said, that bears scrutiny, and I would assume now it's up to the legislature, because the universities all have their independent boards. You are correct. The University of Alabama is a very strong institution when it comes to lobbying power, but, you know, that gets back to your listeners, Phil. If the people are upset about this and they're letting their legislators know, they have in numbers, they have the ultimate say on most every issue. They can trump the money, the power, the influence of the lobbying community if they will let their legislators know their sentiments. And then just in this morning, since that article came out, I've received several emails from people from around the state with examples, Phil, of problems that they've had with DEI on other campuses in the state.
Wow. I have no doubt, man. Well, listen, I'd love to touch base with you on again at sometime soon. I appreciate you making time. I know you're traveling. We can hear the PAs in the background at the airport. But thank you for your time, Senator Orr, and we'll talk
to you
again soon.
Hey, thank you much.
All right, take care. All right, that was State Senator Arthur Orr, a member of leadership in the Alabama State Senate. And he's also a budget chairman, and he's also the chairman of the education budget. So, yeah, he may say he's one of 140, but he's also one of the senior, more powerful members of the 140. And if anybody can say, you know what, we're going to take some action on universities that pursue DEI initiatives, well, he's the one that can lead the way on that. We'll see what happens. More to come. In the meantime, we're taking a break right now. We'll come back from the break, and I'm going to keep moving on this one. DEI fatigue. Are you sick of it? Dadgum, I am. We'll talk about it more in detail. We'll be right back.